Today's radio play, The Girl Gangster, is adapted from a true life story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all first Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The Girl Gangster is a production of the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It is late afternoon. A man runs quickly up a fire escape. He stops before a closed window and opens it.
Oh, boy.
That's a big idea. Huh? What do you think you are climbing in my bedroom window like that?
I didn't know it was your bedroom, sister.
Oh, yeah? I suppose you thought it was my parlor.
Say, I didn't have no time to be choosy. The harness full on this beast recognized me.
That's where he's one up on me, big boy.
Oh, you don't know who I am?
The voice is familiar, but I can't place the face.
Well, I'm Al Roach, if it means anything to you.
You're Al Roach?
I said I was, didn't I?
Oh, what do you know about that?
I know plenty. And so does that dumb flatfoot who glimmed me down there.
And so do I.
You do? Say, who are you?
Well, I'm...
Just listen to me. It's up the river from me.
Yes?
No. And I ain't got my heater with me, so I can't shoot it out. Say, what are you doing?
I can't. Go on in the bathroom here and turn on the water in the tub.
What
is it? I'm taking a bath. You can't come in. We're fresh from
the building for a cook.
Have you seen him?
You don't think I got
him
in
the tub with me, do you?
No,
okay.
Fire with your staff,
just.
Okay,
Al.
You
turn the water up now.
It's
gone.
Hey, sister. You're older than you.
The same to you.
But you're one up on me. You know my name, but I don't know yours.
Well, I'm Gertie Mitchell.
Gertie Mitchell, eh? Well, much obliged, Gertie.
That's okay, Al. But you don't know who I am yet, do you?
Yes, sir, I do.
I guess I should have used a boyfriend's name to introduce me. Figure Murphy?
Figure Murphy? Why, of course. I talked to you plenty of times when I've been calling him up.
You sure have. That's why I said your voice was familiar.
Sorry about Figure getting his like that, Gertie. He was a swell guy.
Figure was on the up and up. Nobody can say no different.
Very, Gertie. Who's the copyright owner now?
Nobody. I'm freelancing.
So am I. What do you say to moving your things over to my place?
You mean get married?
Why not? You're no dummy like most moms. Kitty used to tell me you knew the ropes as well as she did.
Oh, I oughta. My first two husbands give me what you might call a grammar school lesson.
Well, you stick to Al Roach's sister and you'll get a degree. I may be young, but I got what it takes.
Try and shake me, big boy. Try and shake me.
Pushover, I tell you, Al.
Sounds easy, Nick.
It is. Have a car waiting outside. The gang walks in, covers the cashier and the tellers. You scoop up the dinner, and it's all over but the split.
Sounds too good to be true.
Darn it, Al.
You sure they got that much cash?
Sure, I'm sure. Pick McGuire spotted it going in yesterday. It came over from France. Did you read about it being sent a week or so ago?
I must have missed the details.
Now, Peter said they had a whole force of cops down at the dock. He followed the parade right to the bank.
And they're transferring tonight.
Yeah. Shipping it out to Frisco.
Well, maybe I will pull the job, Nick.
Well, I'm going back to board.
Don't be in a rush, Nick.
Oh. I thought you was reading your magazine, baby.
Funny how easy my mind gets over one thing or another.
Now, finally, when Al here, I tell you to stick to your reading.
Are you stick to your own? You know, you're feeling like the head of the mob.
Oh, come on. Don't let your hair down, Jerry. Nick's got a good steer.
I ain't saying he ain't got a good steer. When it
comes
to laying plans, he's better at laying eggs.
Quit cackling, Gertie. Nobody's asking you.
Now listen, Al. I ever given you a bum steer?
Why, no, Gert.
Okay. And will you let me how to tell you how to pull a job?
Say, where do I come in?
Please, Mug. Go ahead, Gert, too.
Okay. Now you get this. Take that small delivery job of yours, throw some metal plates on it, cut in a few slots, paint it up a pretty green.
I get it. A fake armored car.
Sure. And you and a couple of the boys dress up like express guards. You know, pocket belts, fatigues and all. Why, it'll be like taking a free lunch off a Salvation Army.
What a brain. What did you think of that, Nick?
Well, I
did. Say, baby, we can carry the rods and be ready to use them without being suspected.
And I'll bet you won't even have to use them. It's a natural baseball.
Yeah, a natural flop.
Lay off the sour fruit, Nick. But then get a hot layout.
An uptown kisser, that.
Listen, Lugs, are you trying to get me sore?
No,
you're doing a quick job. No light-fingered Peterman or even a torpedo can crack wise to my wife. Especially in front of me, get it?
Okay, Al. Only I thought...
You ain't in this mob to think. Open and face is your line. open and safe and keeping your mouth shut.
I'm wise. Shall I laugh at the boys?
Yeah. Now, Ram.
Okay. I'll be seeing you.
Sure. You sure have a head on them shoulders, and it ain't only for carrying a hat around.
You mean that, Al, honest?
I sure do.
Gee, I'm glad you think I can help you run the mob.
Hey, I bet no other mobster has a mile half as smart, and certainly none better looking.
Now, that's a lot, Earl. We're through into the ear, big boy. Pour out some more.
Uh-huh. I ain't gonna get your head spinning like the button on a woodhouse door.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna make a phone call.
Who to?
Sandy Flint. I want him to slap the plates on the 10 and a half job and throw some green funny paint on it. Where's my hat?
On the radio. Say, you better call Handy from here. You know, the Chicago butchers are out for you.
Not nothing, honey. There ain't nothing to worry about. Them butchers ain't hanging around here waiting for me to go out for a loaf of bread or a pint of milk.
Now, you ain't got the boys with you tonight, Al. You call Andy from here.
You can't never tell who's clamping in on this wire. It's the corner drugstore telephone booth for me. See you in a minute.
I'm getting tired of it. You've been telling me for months you've been sour.
Don't pay no attention to him, Dirty.
Come in, you old time. How are you, Jarvis Cole?
You said it. You won't have no trouble getting the money sack into the car. Why, if he even smells a chance of business, he'll fall all over himself trying to pick it up.
It'll be a fight. Come in and play little clamps together. Who wants to fight now?
There's only one thing bothering me.
What's that?
How much the ransom should be out of.
About 20 G's, I'd say.
20 G's?
Sure.
Only 20 grand behind me, Bert? Don't be a piker. We ain't asking for marbles. 100 grand, Artie. We're in the big stuff now.
Hey, I got a pal over there in that car who wants to talk to you. Maybe you can turn the deal.
Bring him over here. You can talk right here on the corner.
It ain't a him, it's a dame.
Teller or dame, what's the difference? Bring her around.
She don't want to talk business right out on the street corner.
Hey, listen here, Welsh. I've been doing business in this corner for the last 10 years. If other people can talk business here, so can your dame.
You won't come over there with me?
No.
Okay. I'll wait for her to drive over here. There. She's coming. I didn't know you were so particular about where you done business, honey. You've changed lately, ain't you?
Maybe. Anyhow, that's the way it is.
That's the way, honey.
Honey says he talks business here or not at all. Honey, he's dirty.
Hello, baby.
Hello, honey. Can you change the grand, honey?
You never saw $1,000 for the vouch. But I can almost change it. I got $975 in my belt.
Hey, honey, you
want to
buy a ring?
No. I'm a moneylender, not a thief.
You'd be sorry if you don't buy this ring.
I ain't sorry about anything I don't do.
Get in here beside me and just take a look at this ring.
I ain't interested, are you?
Get in, Jaime.
Say, what's this? What's this? Pick up?
Never mind what it is. You get in the car.
I am nothing in the car. I can only...
Get away. Get away. Hurry.
You can stay 10 minutes.
Thanks, Taylor. Come on, old Gertie.
Go ahead and say it, Nick.
Say what?
I told you so. Everything went haywire.
Yeah, too bad. Artie bumped off that dame.
Yeah, if you hadn't been standing across the street and stopped on Artie's bullets, we'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. That's something I never figured on.
What do you mean?
No gun mouth to make a sucker out of me, Gertie.
You mean?
It was me that kicked Clancy off.
Be sure to read the interesting details of this exciting story in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title Murdered Gangster's Widow Carries On the Business. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all first Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Thank you.
Renaissance Age drama, Rustic Revenge, is based on a true life story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst to Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Stump Age dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It is 9:10 in the morning, and to the children of Jefferson County, 8:30 is the time for school to begin. As we approach the little red and white schoolhouse, a boy and a girl are standing in the doorway. The boy looks up and down the road.
No sign of her yet, Jennings. She ought to be here any minute, Walter. It's 9:10.
Are you sure?
Yes, I looked at the clock in the schoolroom just before I came out. I wonder what's keeping Miss Jones.
Well, she probably had a date with Orville Turner last night.
Miss Jones don't like Orville Turner.
That's how much you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen them walking together evenings and things.
I know.
Well, Mr. Smarty, she don't go walking with him anymore.
Well, how do you know?
Somebody said so.
Who?
Oh, somebody.
Somebody's nobody if they haven't got a name.
Well, somebody did say so, and this somebody's got a name.
Well, who told you?